Up to 10. Translated by Bhikkhu Sujato. First section for recitation. So I have heard. At one time the Buddha was staying near Kampar on the banks of the Gagara lotus pond, together with a large sangha of 500 mendicants. There Sariputta addressed the mendicants. Reverends, mendicants. Reverend, they replied. Sariputta said this. I will relate the teachings up to 10 for attaining extinguishment, for making an end of suffering, the release from all ties. Reverends, one thing is helpful. One thing should be developed. One thing should be completely understood. One thing should be given up. One thing makes things worse. One thing leads to distinction. One thing is hard to comprehend. One thing should be produced. One thing should be directly known. One thing should be realized. What one thing is helpful? Diligence in skillful qualities. What one thing should be developed? Mindfulness of the body that is full of pleasure. What one thing should be completely understood? Contact, which is accompanied by defilements and is prone to being grasped. What one thing should be given up? The conceit, I am. What one thing makes things worse? Improper attention. What one thing leads to distinction? Proper attention. What one thing is hard to comprehend? The heart's immersion of immediate result. What one thing should be produced? Unshakable knowledge. What one thing should be directly known? All sentient beings are sustained by food. What one thing should be realized? The unshakable heart's release. So these 10 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. Two things are helpful. Two things should be developed. Two things should be completely understood. Two things should be given up. Two things make things worse. Two things lead to distinction. Two things are hard to comprehend. Two things should be produced. Two things should be directly known. Two things should be realized. What two things are helpful? Mindfulness and situational awareness. What two things should be developed? Serenity and discernment. What two things should be completely understood? Name and form. What two things should be given up? Ignorance and craving to be reborn. What two things make things worse? Being hard to correct and having bad friends. What two things lead to distinction? Being easy to correct and having good friends. What two things are hard to comprehend? What are the causes and conditions for the corruption of sentient beings? And what are the causes and conditions for the purification of sentient beings? What two things should be produced? Two knowledges. Knowledge of ending and knowledge of non-arising. What two things should be directly known? Two elements. The conditioned element and the unconditioned element. What two things should be realized? Knowledge and freedom. So these 20 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. Three things are helpful. Three things should be developed. Three things should be completely understood. Three things should be given up. Three things make things worse. Three things lead to distinction. Three things are hard to comprehend. Three things should be produced. Three things should be directly known. Three things should be realized. What three things are helpful? Associating with good people, listening to the true teaching and practicing in line with the teaching. What three things should be developed? Three kinds of immersion. Immersion with placing the mind and keeping it connected. Immersion without placing the mind, but just keeping it connected. Immersion without placing the mind or keeping it connected. What three things should be completely understood? Three feelings, pleasant, painful, and neutral. What three things should be given up? Three cravings, craving for sensual pleasures, craving for continued existence, and craving to exterminate existence. What three things make things worse? Three unskillful roots, greed, hate, and delusion. What three things lead to distinction? Three skillful roots, non-greed, non-hate, and non-delusion. What three things are hard to comprehend? Three elements of escape. Renunciation is the escape from sensual pleasures. The formless is the escape from form. Cessation is the escape from whatever is created, conditioned, and dependently originated. What three things should be produced? Three knowledges regarding the past, future, and present. What three things should be directly known? Three elements, sensuality, form, and formlessness. What three things should be realized? Three knowledges, recollection of past lives, knowledge of the death and rebirth of sentient beings, and knowledge of the ending of defilements. So these 30 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. Four things are helpful. Four things should be developed. Four things should be completely understood. Four things should be given up. Four things make things worse. Four things lead to distinction. Four things are hard to comprehend. Four things should be produced. Four things should be directly known. Four things should be realized. What four things are helpful? Four situations. Living in a suitable region. Relying on good people. Right determination. And past merit. What four things should be developed? The four kinds of mindfulness meditation. A mendicant meditates by observing an aspect of the body, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of feelings, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of mind, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. They meditate observing an aspect of principles, keen, aware, and mindful, rid of desire and aversion for the world. What four things should be completely understood? Four foods. Solid food, whether coarse or fine. Contact is the second. Mental intention the third, and consciousness the fourth. What four things should be given up? Four floods, sensuality, desire for rebirth, views, and ignorance. What four things make things worse? Four bonds, sensuality, desire for rebirth, views, and ignorance. What four things lead to distinction? Four kinds of detachment. Detachment from the bonds of sensuality, desire for rebirth, views, and ignorance. What four things are hard to comprehend? Four kinds of immersion. Immersion liable to decline, stable immersion, immersion that leads to distinction, and immersion that leads to penetration. What four things should be produced? Four knowledges. Knowledge of the present phenomena, knowledge of what follows, knowledge of others' minds, and conventional knowledge. What four things should be directly known? The Four Noble Truths, suffering, the origin of suffering, the cessation of suffering, and the practice that leads to the cessation of suffering. What four things should be realized? Four fruits of the ascetic life: stream entry, once return, non-return, and perfection. So these 40 things that are true, real and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. 5 things are helpful. 5 things should be developed. 5 things should be completely understood. 5 things should be given up. 5 things make things worse. 5 things lead to distinction. 5 things are hard to comprehend. 5 things should be produced. 5 things should be directly known. 5 things should be realized. What 5 things are helpful? 5 factors that support meditation. A mendicant has faith in the realized one's awakening. That blessed one is perfected, a fully awakened Buddha, accomplished in knowledge and conduct, holy, knower of the world, supreme guide for those who wish to train, teacher of gods and humans, awakened, blessed. They are rarely ill or unwell. Their stomach digests well, being neither too hot nor too cold, but just right and fit for meditation. They're not devious or deceitful. They reveal themselves honestly to the teacher or sensible spiritual companions. They live with energy roused up for giving up unskillful qualities and gaining skillful qualities. They're strong, firmly applied, not slacking off when it comes to developing skillful qualities. They're wise. They have the wisdom of arising and passing away, which is noble, penetrative, and leads to the complete ending of suffering. What 5 things should be developed? Right immersion with 5 factors, pervaded with rapture, pervaded with pleasure, pervaded with mind, pervaded with light, and the basis for reviewing. What 5 things should be completely understood? 5 grasping aggregates: form, feeling, perception, choices, and consciousness. What 5 things should be given up? 5 hindrances: sensual desire, ill will, dullness and drowsiness, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. What 5 things make things worse? 5 kinds of emotional barrenness. Firstly, a mendicant has doubts about the teacher. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the first kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the teaching. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking in confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the second kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the Sangha. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the third kind of emotional barrenness. Furthermore, a mendicant has doubts about the training. They're uncertain, undecided, and lacking confidence. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fourth kind of emotional barrenness. A mendicant is angry and upset with their spiritual companions, resentful and closed off. This being so, their mind doesn't incline toward keenness, commitment, persistence, and striving. This is the fifth kind of emotional barrenness. What 5 things lead to distinction? 5 faculties: faith, energy, mindfulness, immersion, and wisdom. What 5 things are hard to comprehend? 5 elements of escape. A mendicant focuses on sensual pleasures, but their mind isn't eager, confident, steady, and decided about them. But when they focus on renunciation, their mind is eager, confident, steady, and decided about it. Their mind is in a good state, well developed, well risen, well freed, and well detached from sensual pleasures. They're freed from the distressing and feverish defilements that arise because of sensual pleasures, so they don't experience that kind of feeling. This is how the escape from sensual pleasures is explained. Take another case where a mendicant focuses on ill will, but their mind isn't eager. But when they focus on love, their mind is eager. Their mind is in a good state, well detached from ill will. They're freed from the distressing and feverish defilements that arise because of ill will, so they don't experience that kind of feeling. This is how the escape from ill will is explained. Take another case where a mendicant focuses on harming, but their mind isn't eager. But when they focus on compassion, their mind is eager. Their mind is in a good state, well detached from harming. They're freed from the distressing and feverish defilements that arise because of harming, so they don't experience that kind of feeling. This is how the escape from harming is explained. Take another case where a mendicant focuses on form, but their mind isn't eager. But when they focus on the formless, their mind is eager. Their mind is in a good state, well detached from forms. They're freed from the distressing and feverish defilements that arise because of form, so they don't experience that kind of feeling. This is how the escape from forms is explained. Take a case where a mendicant focuses on identity, but their mind isn't eager, confident, steady, and decided about it. But when they focus on the ending of identity, their mind is eager, confident, steady, and decided about it. Their mind is in a good state, well developed, well risen, well freed, and well detached from identity. They're freed from the distressing and feverish defilements that arise because of identity, so they don't experience that kind of feeling. This is how the escape from identity is explained. What five things should be produced? Right immersion with five knowledges. The following knowledges arise for you personally. This immersion is blissful now and results in bliss in the future. This immersion is noble and spiritual. This immersion is not cultivated by corrupt people. This immersion is peaceful and sublime and tranquil and unified, not held in place by forceful suppression. I mindfully enter into and emerge from this immersion. What five things should be directly known? Five opportunities for freedom. Firstly, the teacher or a respected spiritual companion teaches Dhamma to a mendicant. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how the teacher or a respected spiritual companion teaches it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed. This is the first opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor a respected spiritual companion teaches Dhamma to a mendicant, but the mendicant teaches Dhamma in detail to others as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they teach it in detail to others as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed. This is the second opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma, but the mendicant recites the teaching in detail as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they recite it in detail as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed. This is the third opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma, nor does the mendicant recite the teaching. But the mendicant thinks about and considers the teaching in their heart, examining it with the mind as they learned and memorized it. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how they think about and consider it in their heart, examining it with the mind as they learned and memorized it. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed. This is the fourth opportunity for freedom. Furthermore, it may be that neither the teacher nor the mendicant teaches Dhamma, nor does the mendicant recite the teaching or think about it. But a meditation subject as a basis of immersion is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom. That mendicant feels inspired by the meaning and the teaching in that Dhamma, no matter how a meditation subject as a basis of immersion is properly grasped, attended, borne in mind, and comprehended with wisdom. Feeling inspired, joy springs up. Being joyful, rapture springs up. When the mind is full of rapture, the body becomes tranquil. When the body is tranquil, one feels bliss. And when blissful, the mind becomes immersed. This is the fifth opportunity for freedom. What five things should be realized? Five spectrums of the teaching: ethics, immersion, wisdom, freedom, and knowledge and vision of freedom. So these 50 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. Six things are helpful. Six things should be developed. Six things should be completely understood. Six things should be given up. Six things make things worse. Six things lead to distinction. Six things are hard to comprehend. Six things should be produced. Six things should be directly known. Six things should be realized. What six things are helpful? Six warm-hearted qualities. Firstly, a mendicant consistently treats their spiritual companions with bodily kindness, both in public and in private. This warm-hearted quality makes for fondness and respect, conducing to inclusion, harmony, and unity without quarrelling. Furthermore, a mendicant consistently treats their spiritual companions with verbal kindness. Furthermore, a mendicant consistently treats their spiritual companions with mental kindness. Furthermore, a mendicant shares without reservation any material possessions they have gained by legitimate means, even the food placed in the alms bowl, using them in common with their ethical spiritual companions. Furthermore, a mendicant lives according to the precepts shared with their spiritual companions, both in public and in private. Those precepts are uncorrupted, unflawed, unblemished, untainted, liberating, praised by sensible people, not mistaken, and leading to immersion. Furthermore, a mendicant lives according to the view shared with their spiritual companions, both in public and in private. That view is noble and emancipating, and leads one who practices it to the complete ending of suffering. This warm-hearted quality makes for fondness and respect, conducing to inclusion, harmony, and unity without quarrelling. What six things should be developed? Six recollections: the recollection of the Buddha, the teaching, the Sangha, ethics, generosity, and the deities. What six things should be completely understood? Six interior sense fields, eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. What six things should be given up? Six classes of craving. Craving for sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, and thoughts. What six things make things worse? Six kinds of disrespect. A mendicant lacks respect and reverence for the teacher, the teaching, and the sangha, the training, diligence, and hospitality. What six things lead to distinction? Six kinds of respect. A mendicant has respect and reverence for the teacher, the teaching, and the sangha, the training, diligence, and hospitality. What six things are hard to comprehend? Six elements of escape. Take a mendicant who says, "I've developed the heart's release by love. I've cultivated it, made it my vehicle and my basis, kept it up, consolidated it, and properly implemented it. Yet somehow ill will still occupies my mind." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable. Don't say that. Don't misrepresent the Buddha, for misrepresentation of the Buddha is not good. And the Buddha would not say that. It's impossible, Reverend. It cannot happen that the heart's release by love has been developed and properly implemented. Yet somehow ill will still occupies the mind. For it is the heart's release by love that is the escape from ill will." Take another mendicant who says, "I've developed the heart's release by compassion. I've cultivated it, made it my vehicle and my basis, kept it up, consolidated it, and properly implemented it. Yet somehow the thought of harming still occupies my mind." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable, for it is the heart's release by compassion that is the escape from thoughts of harming." Take another mendicant who says, "I've developed the heart's release by rejoicing. I've cultivated it, made it my vehicle and my basis, kept it up, consolidated it, and properly implemented it. Yet somehow negativity still occupies my mind." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable, for it is the heart's release by rejoicing that is the escape from negativity." Take another mendicant who says, "I've developed the heart's release by equanimity. I've cultivated it, made it my vehicle and my basis, kept it up, consolidated it, and properly implemented it. Yet somehow desire still occupies my mind." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable, for it is the heart's release by equanimity that is the escape from desire." Take another mendicant who says, "I've developed the signless heart's release. I've cultivated it, made it my vehicle and my basis, kept it up, consolidated it, and properly implemented it. Yet somehow my consciousness still follows after signs." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable, for it is the signless release of the heart that is the escape from all signs." Take another mendicant who says, "I'm rid of the conceit, I am. And I don't regard anything as, I am this. Yet somehow the dart of doubt and indecision still occupies my mind." They should be told, "Not so, Venerable. Don't say that. Don't misrepresent the Buddha, for misrepresentation of the Buddha is not good. And the Buddha would not say that. It's impossible, Reverend. It cannot happen that the conceit, I am, has been done away with, and nothing is regarded as, I am this. Yet somehow the dart of doubt and indecision still occupy the mind. For it is the uprooting of the conceit, I am, that is the escape from the dart of doubt and indecision." What six things should be produced? Six consistent responses. A mendicant seeing a sight with their eyes is neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Hearing a sound with their ears, they're neither happy nor sad. they remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Smelling an odour with their nose, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Tasting a flavour with their tongue, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Feeling a touch with their body, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. Knowing a thought with their mind, they're neither happy nor sad. They remain equanimous, mindful, and aware. What six things should be directly known? Six unsurpassable things. The unsurpassable seeing, listening, acquisition, training, service, and recollection. What six things should be realized? Six direct knowledges. A mendicant wields the many kinds of psychic power, multiplying themselves and becoming one again, appearing and disappearing, going unimpeded through a wall, a rampart, or a mountain as if through space, diving in and out of the earth as if it were water, walking on water as if it were earth, flying cross-legged through the sky like a bird, touching and stroking with the hand the sun and moon, so mighty and powerful, controlling the body as far as the Brahma realm. With clairaudience that is purified and superhuman, they hear both kinds of sounds, human and divine, whether near or far. They understand the minds of other beings and individuals, having comprehended them with their own mind. They recollect many kinds of past lives, with features and details. With clairvoyance that is purified and superhuman, they see sentient beings passing away and being reborn, inferior and superior, beautiful and ugly, in a good place or a bad place. They understand how sentient beings are reborn according to their deeds. They realize the undefiled freedom of heart and freedom by wisdom in this very life, and they live having realized it with their own insight due to the ending of defilements. So these 60 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one. Seven things are helpful. Seven things should be developed. Seven things should be completely understood. Seven things should be given up. Seven things make things worse. Seven things lead to distinction. Seven things are hard to comprehend. Seven things should be produced. Seven things should be directly known. Seven things should be realized. What seven things are helpful? Seven kinds of noble wealth, the wealth of faith, ethical conduct, conscience, prudence, learning, generosity, and wisdom. What seven things should be developed? Seven awakening factors, mindfulness, investigation of principles, energy, rapture, tranquility, immersion, and equanimity. What seven things should be completely understood? Seven planes of consciousness. There are sentient beings that are diverse in body and diverse in perception, such as human beings, some gods, and some beings in the underworld. This is the first plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that are diverse in body and unified in perception, such as the gods reborn in Brahma's group through the first absorption. This is the second plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that are unified in body and diverse in perception, such as the gods of streaming radiance. This is the third plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that are unified in body and unified in perception, such as the gods replete with glory. This is the fourth plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond perceptions of form. With the ending of perceptions of impingement, not focusing on perceptions of diversity, aware that space is infinite, they have been reborn in the dimension of infinite space. This is the fifth plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond the dimension of infinite space. Aware that consciousness is infinite, they have been reborn in the dimension of infinite consciousness. This is the sixth plane of consciousness. There are sentient beings that have gone totally beyond the dimension of infinite consciousness. Aware that there is nothing at all, they have been reborn in the dimension of nothingness. This is the seventh plane of consciousness. What seven things should be given up? Seven underlying tendencies: sensual desire, repulsion, views, doubt, conceit, desire to be reborn, and ignorance. What seven things make things worse? Seven bad qualities. A mendicant is faithless, shameless, imprudent, uneducated, lazy, unmindful, and witless. What seven things lead to distinction? Seven good qualities. A mendicant is faithful, conscientious, prudent, learned, energetic, mindful, and wise. What seven things are hard to comprehend? Seven qualities of a good person. A mendicant knows the teachings, knows the meaning, knows themselves, knows moderation, knows the right time, knows assemblies, and knows people. What seven things should be produced? Seven perceptions. The perception of impermanence, the perception of not self, the perception of ugliness, the perception of drawbacks, the perception of giving up, the perception of fading away, and the perception of cessation. What seven things should be directly known? Seven qualities for graduation. A mendicant has a keen enthusiasm to undertake the training, to examine the teachings, to get rid of desires, for retreat, to rouse up energy, for mindfulness and alertness, to comprehend theoretically. And they don't lose these desires in the future. What seven things should be realized? Seven powers of one who has ended the defilements. Firstly, a mendicant with defilements ended has clearly seen with right wisdom all conditions as truly impermanent. This is a power that a mendicant who has ended the defilements relies on to claim, "My defilements have ended." Furthermore, a mendicant with defilements ended has clearly seen with right wisdom that sensual pleasures are truly like a pit of glowing coals. Furthermore, the mind of a mendicant with defilements ended slants, slopes, and inclines to seclusion. They're withdrawn, loving renunciation, and they've totally done with defiling influences. Furthermore, a mendicant with defilements ended has well developed the four kinds of mindfulness meditation. Furthermore, a mendicant with defilements ended has well developed the five faculties. Furthermore, a mendicant with defilements ended has well developed the seven awakening factors. Furthermore, a mendicant with defilements ended has well developed the Noble Eightfold Path. This is a power that a mendicant who has ended the defilements relies on to claim, "My defilements have ended." So these 70 things that are true, real, and accurate, not unreal, not otherwise, were rightly awakened to by the realized one.